Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Schmig.
Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On the Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
Schmig is brought to you by Club Fitness. Club Fitness is beginning to reopen, lifting the St. Louis community to a healthier, happier place. Sad news yesterday as we learned that Carl Reiner died at the age of 98. And of course, after that, yesterday, just all of the tributes pouring in from his friend Mel Brooks. Carl was a giant, unmatched in his contributions to entertainment. Whether he wrote or performed, or he was just your best friend, nobody could do it better. I loved him. And Mel Brooks celebrated a birthday the day before Carl Reiner died. So if you go to Carl Reiner's official Instagram, his last post is talking about how much he loves Mel Brooks and just all of these pictures of them through the ages. Oh, it just kind of breaks your heart.
Wow.
Dick Van Dyke said he had a deeper understanding of the human condition than I think even he was aware of. And Steve Martin said goodbye to my greatest mentor in movies and in life. Thank you, dear Carl. Jerry Seinfeld also paying tribute yesterday to Carl Reiner.
I had become a stand-up comedian, and I was doing this HBO special. We needed somebody to introduce me. Carl very graciously offered to do it. So I did the pilot for Seinfeld in 89. We shot the pilot on the same stage as the Dick Van Dyke show. Carl came down to wish us luck. So then we jumped forward to 2014. Carl agreed to be on my new little experimental program called Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, which was my Valentine to the life of being a comedian.
That was all the background noises were a little distracting. But he did when Jerry was up there getting the Mark Twain prize, he said Mark Twain would be lucky to get the Carl Reiner prize for comedy. Saying, like, you know, they say that Mark Twain is the ultimate in comedy, but really, Carl Reiner just changed the game. Okay, let's move on to Jim Carrey's new book, which comes out next week. It's called Memoirs and Misinformation. And, you know, Jim Carrey's, how would you describe him?
Eccentric.
Yes, yeah. There you go. Mm-hmm. So this is a fictionalized memoir. And he had an author help him write this, where Jim is portrayed as an avatar of anybody in his position. Okay, of the artist, of the celebrity, of the star, that world and all its excesses and gluttony. Here's the deal. He just changed everybody's name so that he doesn't get in trouble, because apparently there's a fictional portrayal of Tom Cruise, and he said it might get him punched in the face. For legal reasons, Tom Cruise's name has been changed to Laser Jack Lightning.
Nice. Tom Cruise would be happy with that.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? Nicolas Cage is happy with it because he's portrayed in the book, and he said, "I'm so honored, you have no idea." No word on what Nicolas Cage's name is in the book either.
Anybody here interested in reading a fictionalized memoir from Jim Carrey?
No.
No.
Are you?
I don't know. I mean, I'm a fan for sure, and I think I'd read a real memoir, but I don't know. I'm I can't really compare this to anything. I can't think of other celebrities who've done anything like this. So I'd probably read some reviews and whatever. But it sounds a little weird. It sounds maybe a little, I don't know. We'll see. Maybe it's great. Somebody stop him. It's a mass reference.
Tom Hanks, the first celebrity, the first big name, really, to announce that he had coronavirus. Now he has some words for everybody else. He said, really, the only three things we can do in order to get to tomorrow, wear a mask, social distance, wash our hands. Those things are so simple, so easy. And if you can't do those three very basic things, shame on you. And then he goes and starts calling people names, which I cannot repeat on the air.
Hanks? Really?
Wow. Oh,
particular people or just, hey, if you're not doing your part?
Just if you're not doing this. He says, don't be a blank. Get on with it. Do your part. It's very basic. He said, if you're driving a car, you don't go too fast, you use your turn signal, and you don't hit a pedestrian. My Lord, it's common sense.
I do go too fast, Tom.
Yeah, you do. And it's St. Louis. No one's using a turn signal. Let's be real. It's a St. Louis turn and it's a St. Louis stop. I know someone who tried to use that with a police officer when they got pulled over for not going through for going through a stop sign. They're like, it's a St. Louis stop, and the police officer let them go.
What?
What?
I don't know.
I have a lot of thoughts.
And then you might have some thoughts about this, that Will Smith allowed Jada Pinkett Smith to have an affair. There's this singer, August Alsina. He's 27. Jada, by the way, 48. And August, if you believe him, says he sat down with Will Smith and had a conversation about having a relationship with Jada, and Will gave him his blessing.
Whoa.
I'd kind of like to have heard that combo.
He apparently was introduced to her by her son Jaden. They became very close. He became close with the whole family. He went on vacation with them in 2016 to Hawaii, according to August.
Welcome to Earth.
Jada's rep, actually, she won't even give it the time of day. She said it's not true. But we're talking about this guy who's trying to get a singing career going.
I will tell you this. In 2007, there was a Ludo photo shoot, right? This is a big deal for us. We were very excited. This guy, Jeff Minton, this photographer, he had shot Steve Carell and all these people, and we're so excited. And the entire photo shoot got hijacked because our rep from the label had found out that the stylist on the shoot had worked for Will and Jada and went on and on about how they were swingers. And so our entire day of what was supposed to be this magical photo shoot was just these two women going on and on and on and on and on and on about Will and Jada and this story and that story and blah, 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 blah. So whenever the topic comes up, I just get bitter and angry.
Wow.
So there might be some truth to it. You're kind of confirming it.
Yeah.
I mean,
George is angry that you're defaming them, but
George is like, don't judge our lifestyle. Weird.
Wow. Guess what? Yeah. If I were on the Ludo photo shoot, as you know, I don't know. I would have been. That's all I would have wanted to talk about too.
Yeah.
I don't blame them.
Probably five nerdy dudes getting their pictures taken. Like, does anyone know any gossip? I got this Will Smith thing we can talk about. I don't know. These guys aren't getting any better looking. Let's. One of them's wearing an ascot. Let's keep going.
Was that you?
No.
Oh, okay. Here's Lance Hildebrand with a look at traffic.
Now we're building some volume, North County on westbound 270. As you
walk around the neighborhood, feeling blessed, never stressed. Got that sunshine.
The Schmig. Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On the Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
Let's do it. Entertainment Schmig is brought to you by Club Fitness, beginning to reopen, lifting the St. Louis community to a healthier, happier place. I don't know about happier, but yesterday the news came down that Coty Cosmetics purchased a stake in Kim Kardashian's cosmetic company that made her company worth $1 billion.
No way.
I know.
I mean,
can't.
They have trouble with the billions over there. Yeah. So.
Right.
Not counting on it.
All right. How about a million? The Weeknd, the singer, is donating $1 million to COVID-19 relief.
At the day, not Saturday and Sunday?
No.
Okay.
The singer.
Okay.
He donated $500,000 to the Music Cares COVID-19 Relief Fund and $500,000 to the Scarborough Health Network, the hospital network in his hometown of Ontario. So,
yeah. Nice. I don't know if I knew he was Canadian.
I didn't either.
Yeah, and is probably celebrating Canada Day today. I've mentioned it a lot. I'm not
is
getting
big
paid.
Is Canada paying you? You said it 100 times today.
Only because, you know, foodstuffs reminded me of poutine, and he's from Ontario. Okay, let's move on. Sarah Hyland from Modern Family has put her wedding plans on hold during the coronavirus. She said her family is mostly on the East Coast, so for them to fly out to the West Coast, and with people being all different ages, they want to be as safe as possible. Sarah's also immune compromised, so she's taking the quarantine seriously. You know, she's had a kidney transplant, and she's on immunosuppressants. So she says their house is ultra sanitized right now.
And she's marrying the guy from The Bachelor, right?
Yeah, she was talking about it on The Bachelor, you know, how they're doing the greatest seasons ever.
Oh, yeah.
So they were talking about that. Speaking of shows, today on Netflix, series premiere of Say I Do. It's couples get their surprise dream weddings, but they're designed by experts in less than a week.
Oh, boy.
It's going to be a weird one to watch, too, because it was probably filmed before coronavirus. And just watching things, like Tim attended a virtual wedding over the weekend.
Boring.
Watching a real wedding right now feels a little strange. Something that doesn't feel strange, but it's produced by the people behind Stranger Things. Series premiere of Unsolved Mysteries on Netflix. The reboot of the 80s series drops today. No host this time around. But I'm curious to see what it's going to be like.
Creepy trailer, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Grabs you.
Yeah, it does. So, yeah, we all need to watch it and see how it stacks up to the 80s one.
Oh, Robert Stack. Ah, nice. Nice.
Bell, Kev, you've got it. I don't.
Congratulations to Sia. Her family just got a little bit bigger. So she adopted two teenagers who were aging out of the foster care system. She talked about this recently. They could have remained in foster care until they were 21, but she said she wanted to get them out of the system so they could have a more stable life. In a recent interview, she said they lived in 18 different places in their 18 years. And just learning more about the foster system, she said it breaks her heart. Well, her youngest son just had two babies, and so she went from being a mother a short time ago to a grandmother.
Wow.
She said they call her Nana, but she's trying to get them to call her Lovey, like Kris Jenner. Apparently Kris Jenner's grandmother name is Lovey. But yeah, she said it's crazy. She said she's just super happy.
How do you think Sia is as a disciplinarian with these children? Because if you've got a kid who wants to swing from the chandelier, what do you tell them? How do you say no?
Yeah, right?
When you're Sia.
From the chandelier. Mark Wahlberg went to the doctor and... Have you ever had a skin test done for allergies?
Yes.
Were you allergic to a lot of stuff?
No.
Okay. Mark Wahlberg, he's allergic to everything. He took a picture and posted it on Instagram. Oh, yeah. He felt it, baby. He lit up like a Christmas tree.
What?
Yeah. He said it took him 49 years to realize that he's allergic to almost everything. He has all these welts on his back.
Huh.
As they mark.
Be an allergist? You want to pretend to be an allergist? A lot of guys want to pretend to be an allergist.
That is Entertainment Schmig. More online at y98.com. If you missed the 640 Schmig, we paid tribute to Carl Reiner and covered a ton of stuff. So So yeah, check it out on the podcast.
Who am I, allergist? I'm the guy who does his job. You must be the other guy.
Do you want to?
Way too many impressions today.
You want to introduce Lance Hildebrand?
And now, Lance Hildebrand.
Thank you, Tim. Westbound 270 is going to slow as you move past 367 up toward Old Halls Ferry. Better after that once you get through that work zone. Still a little crowded coming up past 5th Street, heading for the work zone at the Blanchard Bridge on eastbound 70. Speaking of work zones, downtown, the Broadway ramp right there on the east side of Busch Stadium. The Broadway ramp that takes you out onto westbound 6440 is closed till about 2 o'clock this afternoon. McKenzie at Hege may still encounter some traffic light problems there. 55 northbound does pretty well from Bayless all the way up to 44.
Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande with Rain On Me on The Wake Up with Jen and Tim. It's celebrity birthday time. Let's talk about the famous people born today, July 1st. Jen has mentioned several times today that it is National Canada Day. So let's start off with two
just
famous...
Canada Day.
Oh, you're right.
You wouldn't call it National 4th of July Day.
No, you're right.
It's like their 4th of July.
Let's start off with two famous Canadians. Some people stand in the darkness, afraid to step into the light, but this woman had two hit shows at one time. She was part of Home Improvement and, of course, Baywatch. How old is Pamela Anderson?
I was doing Home Improvement and Baywatch at the same time because really I only had one line of show. Here you go, Tim. So they said, you know what, Pamela, we know you have to make a choice between Baywatch and Home Improvement because it's getting a little bit hectic. We're going to give you more to do. And I was like, really? Here you go, Tim. Have a nice day. That was about it. I was like, okay, I'm going to the beach. I'll see you at the beach.
I didn't realize she was Canadian.
Oh, yeah. I think there's some story where she got discovered. She was like at a hockey game,
yeah,
and they put her on the Jumbotron, mm-hmm, and somebody was there and was like, I'm gonna make her a star.
So Canadian.
Yeah, I wonder what
being
it is.
Discovered at a hockey game.
Yeah. I think she is. 54?
Uh, 56.
55.
53.
Oh.
And your other Canadian, part of the original cast of SNL, and then so many films afterwards, too. How old is Dan Aykroyd?
First of all, the full name of this product, as appears in stores all over the country, is Johnny Switchblade Adventure Punk. No, I mean, you know, nothing goes wrong. These little girls buy them. You know, they play games, they make up stories, nobody gets hurt. You know, I mean... So Barbie takes a knife once in a while, or Ken gets cut, you know? I mean, there's no harm in it. I mean, as far as I can see, you know?
Man, is he a lunatic now?
Wow, I don't know.
Because sometimes I think he's gone over the edge. He's really into aliens and stuff, which is fine.
Not really.
But then he always sort of is around. Like, he'll show back up in something,
yes,
and he'll be like, all right, well, he's fine. Because, like, Randy Quaid is a full-blown lunatic, right?
Yes.
He's gone. He'll never work again.
Yes.
Crazy. But Aykroyd, it seems like he dances in that territory sometimes.
Right.
But, he sticks around.
And he also has had a varied career. It's all not comedy. Driving Miss Daisy, I think about. I met him actually because he's in.
Did you meet him in the Pearl Harbor premiere?
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
He's in Pearl Harbor.
He's in Pearl Harbor. Yeah.
God, who wasn't in Pearl Harbor? It's the only movie thing.
Audiences.
It's the only junket that. The only junket that Kevin ever went on, and every actor has been there because he met everybody.
It was a free trip to Hawaii. Everybody's like, "We're going."
Yeah. Right.
Awesome.
Aykroyd is 73.
I'll say 70.
71.
68.
Oh,
what?
Well, he was a youngin'.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Very young. So those are your Canadians. Let's move to some Americans born today, and it's all musical. How old is the one and only Missy Mina Elliott?
Let me work it. Let me work it. I put my thing down, flipping every verse. It's your primitive is when yet. It's your primitive is when yet.
So great. She's 48. No, that's low. That's low. But 48.
53.
50.
49.
Oh, okay.
It's closer than I thought.
Also celebrating a birthday today from the B-52s. How old is Fred Schneider?
If you see a faded sign at the side of the road that says 15 miles to the
So that was a hit in the late 80s, but they had hits in the, like, early 80s, late 70s. He's older than you think.
How old do you think?
There's an age range in that group, too, that's kind of...
Yes.
There's a good-sized range there, so
yeah.
Where does he fall in that range?
Oh, man.
74!
Yeah. I don't think that's crazy. I'm going to say 70.
68.
69.
Really?
Wow.
And finally, celebrating a birthday today, July 1st, how old is the lead singer of Blondie, Deborah Harry?
I'll give her a 70.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. 40, 50, 60.
66. No, I think she had a life before pop music. She's 73, I think.
75.
Wow. Oh, wow. She's older than my mom. That's so weird. Happy birthday. If you're celebrating today.
Whether you're American or Canadian.
On National Canada Day.
Nope. Here's Lance Hildebrand with traffic.
All right. Mackenzie at Hege may still encounter some traffic light problems there. Northbound 55 does very well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.